By their very nature, viruses change to improve their chances of survival against medications and vaccinations. Scientists have identified five variants of concern, but UVA professor of infectious diseases, Bill Petrie, says that's a pretty small number.
This virus, even though you hear about all these variants, is actually very genetically stable. It has a proofreading activity that corrects errors that are made in the genome when the virus replicates. It's almost like when you're typing on Microsoft Word, it has a spell check. And so these mutations are very rare, completely different than influenza or HIV or hepatitis C, where those viruses mutate so rapidly you have to have a brand new vaccine every year. This is way, way slower than that.
Still, there's always a risk that the next variant will not be deterred by the vaccines we're now using to fight COVID.
I think there's a lot that prevents me from sleeping well at night.
Denise Toney directs Virginia's Consolidated Laboratory Services, a four-story complex near VCU's Medical Center in Richmond, where 9 million tests are done each year.
We provide not only laboratory testing services in support of public health, we also provide services for the Department of Environmental Quality, Department of Agriculture, Corrections. We really serve hundreds of local, state, and federal agencies. We're the go-to lab in Virginia for most testing outside of hospitals.
Early in the pandemic, Virginia started genetically sequencing about 1% of more than 650,000 coronavirus samples taken. About 1,000 of them were classified as variants, most like the one first identified in the UK. It spreads more easily and probably causes more serious symptoms. Virginia's lab was among the first to find it in the US.
I knew that it was just a matter of time before we would see it in the Commonwealth. We definitely have a very active population with airports and travel, and so we were anticipating this would be the case.
Like the UK variant, those first seen in Brazil, South Africa, and California are more contagious, but vaccines provide protection against serious cases. Denise Toney says shots may not protect against future variants, so their arrival could prolong the pandemic, put new strains on medical services, and lead to new public health restrictions to stop their spread.
We are sequencing cases of reinfections and of vaccine failures. We should get a very quick picture if something changes and mutates with the virus.
11 scientists are available 24/7 at Virginia's main lab to sequence coronavirus. And Toney is also standing guard.
I don't physically come in, but I will tell you I have worked every single weekend since the pandemic started.
Now the public can join the COVID patrol as the state's Department of Health offers an online dashboard that lists variants identified in Virginia. It shows 50 people have been hospitalized with variant forms of coronavirus and 5 have died. 44% of those who contracted variants were under the age of 30. I'm Sandy Houseman.